The next item is entitled A Round Robin Rant. We all know that Christmas is going to be different this year because, if we did not already know it, we are being endlessly reminded of the fact by politicians, press and people in general. Despite the limitations that the wicked COVID-19 will impose upon us, I am sure it will not be all bad, and we will find ways to celebrate and socialise differently. Incidentally, I mean wicked in the negative sense, not the complimentary sense favoured by the younger generation. However, what I dread most about this Christmas, even more than others, is the COVID-inspired version of the Round Robin Christmas letter. Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy getting news from friends and family as much as the next person. But I do like to feel that the news has been tailored to me, about people I know and in whom I am interested. No. What sets off my grumpy old man reflex, well, one of the many things, is the annual, all-purpose, one-size-fits-all newsletter from someone you have not seen for years, telling you about the exploits and achievements, trials and tribulations of them and their family members. My particular dread about this year is that the virus will have curtailed their usual activities, and so the news will be about all the inventive, imaginative things they did in lockdown, which, to my jaundiced eye, will probably sound like exactly the same things that everyone else has been doing. Instead of a skiing trip to Val d'Isère or wherever, they will have had a wonderful time at the Hillingdon Dry Ski Slope. They missed the usual après-ski, but they made their own fun. In the absence of the usual summer holidays abroad, the letter will be full of accounts of the online quizzes they won, much to their surprise, or hilariously came last, never a mediocre, middling finish. They will have discovered walks on their doorstep that they never knew existed, despite the fact that other people have been walking them since time immemorial. Of course, there will be the humorous tales of Zoom calls, which elderly relatives, like me, have miraculously been able to join, having mastered the complicated process of turning on a computer, tablet or similar, and clicking on a button labelled Join the Meeting. No doubt they will have done wholly laudable things to help in the local community. Somehow they will find a way to make their effort that little bit special. Homemade face masks made from recycled ski pants sounds a possibility. Someone in the family, or just the second cousin of someone they know, will be on the cusp of discovering a cure for the virus. I could go on, but I won't, because I am sure that by now you will have got my drift. Having had my grumpy old man rant, I can now look forward eagerly to Christmas. I am sure I will actually enjoy reading those round robin letters, including any pins of self-praise. It would not be Christmas without them. Besides, none of the ones I receive are remotely like those I have described. Happy Christmas! And that, I have to confess, was written by me, Keith Tibbs.